This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Loan Epstein, filling in for Shannon Lukens. Craig police officers were involved in a shooting on Saturday morning at 730 Ashley Road in Craig. According to a press release, upon arrival, officers encountered a male with a firearm. Shots were exchanged with the man and law enforcement. That man was struck, and officers provided medical attention until paramedics could arrive at the scene and take him to Memorial Regional Hospital. He was later flown to another medical facility. The officer involved has been placed on paid administrative leave, and there will be an investigation. No names are being released at this time. Rout County is inviting the public to hear XL Energy's Just Transition Solicitation Plan. It is to address the acquisition of new utility resources to meet future electricity needs on its system. This has to do with the closing of the coal-fired facilities in Craig and Hayden in 2028. The application specifically wants to hear from communities impacted, such is Hayden and Rout County. Here's Rout County Commissioner Tim Redmond.
I would encourage our communities to come out to this meeting. It's going to be a presentation from the Office of Utility Consumer Advocates, an independent state agency whose sole job is to advocate for utility customers in the state of Colorado, and they will give you the best way to go ahead and have your voice heard. And I encourage you to come out because I need to hear your voice too.
A virtual meeting is at 11 a.m. today. The next meeting is at 11:30 Tuesday in the commissioner's hearing room inside the historic Rout County Courthouse. A third meeting is from 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday in the Hayden Community Center. Rout County commissioners have a work session today. They'll discuss the 911 fee in Rout County, which is $2.12 charged to every phone line monthly. The Public Utilities Commission is requesting that increase to $4.24 per month. The City of Steamboat Springs Water District is replacing water meters that are 3 years old or older to minimize water loss. This is only in the City Water District and does not include Steamboat 2 and Mount Werner Water and Sanitation. Keystone Utility Systems will be in touch with property owners to schedule a time and date for the meter exchange. It should take about an hour. Replacement starts today. It is mandatory and it is free. That's the news. I'm Loan Epstein. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.